Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I told you earlier that Lynn Turknell was going to join us, and that's the truth. What I didn't know was that we were also going to be joined by her husband, Robert Turknell, who was, the two of them have joined us before, and I'm so glad Robert was able to join us again. Robert is an executive leadership coach. Lynn is an expert in organizational sociology. They're both co-founders of the Leadership Council, the Leadership Group, and they're the co-authors of Decent People, Decent Company. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back, and Robert, welcome back to you too.
Thank you.
So, I told the audience, oh, by the way, I have to talk about something here for a second. I mentioned a little known and less cared for fact earlier, Lynn, about this tax that Missouri passed in 1920, and they taxed bachelors between the ages of 21 and 50, $1 a year. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the economic consequences of that would be pretty much irrelevant now, and if it were the case, it wouldn't drive any behavior, but I thought you said 1820. It was
18 to 50, age 18 to 50. But as a sociologist, Lynn, it just seems to me that that wouldn't be. I mean, there might be other reasons, Robert, why a man would want to get married, but taxing me a dollar or even the inflation adjusted equivalent today, that wouldn't be a very hard economic decision, would it, Robert?
No, I don't think it would make a whole lot of difference one way or the other. It might be amusing, but other than that, I can't see how it makes any difference.
I was telling the audience that what you guys are going to do is help us make sure we balance our businesses, managing our businesses, managing our people, and managing our lives. And what's the word of wisdom that you have for us today, Lynn?
The word of wisdom. We were just going over, looking, and thinking about some of the things that we've talked about over the years. I think one of the things that we were just saying this morning is that whole idea of blame is the enemy of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
I think that... So
explain that. I know that sounds intuitive, but flesh that out a little bit for us.
What happens to most of us is when we get in a situation where we think somebody else has done something to us or done something wrong or,
right,
or might be responsible for something, what happens is we stop looking inside. I probably told you maybe the last time about my nail clipper story when I kept losing my nail clippers, blamed Bob for it, finally went through Hartsfield Airport. They checked my bag, found my nail clippers, found three pairs of nail clippers in my bag under the line.
See, at least you admit that. My wife does steal my nail clippers, and that's the truth. That's a real issue in my house, and so I just keep forgetting to buy her own sack of nail clippers. But anyway, that's another story. Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, yeah. What happens, though, is when you look outside, you don't look inside. When you look outside for somebody to be responsible, mm-hmm, for somebody who to blame for something, you don't look inside. And in terms of balance and tranquility in our lives, what happens often is we spend so much time in resentment and blame, and I'm as guilty of that as anybody. We lose balance in our lives, we lose tranquility and peace, and we lose personal responsibility.
Robert, is blame an itch that feels good to scratch?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I think it's a human tendency, and unless we guard against it and think about it, we're going to just do it automatically if we don't think about it. I think that when it first came to us in such strong reality was when we first started working with companies and organizations, we would go into a company and interview people, say, who were at the manager level, and so much of what we would hear is, blame of their next level up. If only they would do this, if only they would. Then we would interview the next level up. They would blame the next level up, and so on. And then we get to the CEO, and he would say, he or she would say, if only I had the right people. And then he would start blaming his people. So it was like, right. Wow, this is unbelievable.
That was an itchy company, wasn't it, man?
But all companies, if you go into any company and spend some time interviewing people, you would just see pretty soon you would start hearing that. It's just amazing that's what we do. And that's okay to identify the issues and problems, but the problem is we don't stop there. We stay blaming instead of really looking at what we can do about it and work towards solutions.
You know, folks, I'm going to mention a man's name that I know you probably know very well, and if you feel, you probably feel the way I do about him, M. Scott Peck.
Right.
Who wrote a number of books, including The Road Less Traveled, and what was the People of the Lie? He considered that to be his greatest book, his greatest work. We lost him this year, as you know, and I had the fortune of being able to interview him. But I also read his book 20 years ago, and it turned me around in terms of the way I think about other people. And the thing that he pointed out that made me think of this is what you were talking about, Lynn, with the blaming issue. Is he said that there were two kinds of people who came to see him as a psychiatrist, people who were neurotics and people who had character disorders.
Mm-hmm.
He said the neurotics blamed themselves. They looked inward. The character disordered folks blamed others. He said, I could always help the neurotics. I could almost never help those with character disorders.
Well,
what do you think?
I think that's true. I would disagree with him in the sense that I think neurotics blame themselves and others.
They do? Yeah.
Character disorders never blame themselves.
Right.
He's absolutely right about that. And you can almost never get in touch with them. You can never reach them.
They're almost lost forever, aren't they?
They are lost forever. Something's happened to those folks in childhood or somewhere. They are. If you don't reach a certain level by the time you're about 21, you're probably best locked up.
Is there
the
a
rest
test?
Of us have trouble with you,
Robert? Is there a test that we can give prospective employees to find out if they're one or the other? What do you think?
Oh, definitely, there are tests that we use that for pre-hire screening in our work with companies to help them screen out, especially situations where somebody's that clearly going to have issues within the company. The thing is, we're all, you know, Robert Keegan at Harvard talks a lot about stages of consciousness. We call it levels of leadership. We're all at different levels. What you just described there, what Peck was describing there, is the neurotic or the character disorder, those would be at a lower level or a lower stage, and then we grow out of those stages. What happens is, if I stay neurotic, I don't grow out of that stage.
Right.
If I stay in that character disorder, I don't grow out of that stage. So some of that growth that it gets stunted. But yes, we have tests that can certainly detect whether that growth is stunted.
That's good to know. I want to talk about this some more when we come back, and we're going to blend a little empathy into the discussion right after these messages with our good friends, Lynn Turknell. That's Carolyn N. Turknell, T-U-R-K-N-E-T-T. Turknett, I should say. Turknett, not Turknell. And the Robert L. Turknett is the co-author. They're the co-authors of Decent People, Decent Company. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friends Carolyn Turknett and Robert Turknett, and they are the authors of Decent People, Decent Company, How to Lead with Character at Work and in Life. And Carolyn, tell us where the book's available, please.
It's available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and almost all your local bookstores can get it if they don't have it in.
All right. Thank you for that. And, folks, I encourage you to check it out. And what about your own website?
Yes. You can go to our website, www.turknett.com, and there is a direct link there to our book site, which is decentpeopledecentcompany.com.
All right.
And you can see links to how to buy the book.
I hope you'll check it out, folks, when you get a chance. You know, where small businesses have so much opportunity in the 21st century, folks, and we've got so much work to do, so much opportunity, which creates so much work. We already have too many hats to wear, and not enough heads to put them on. It's really important, Lynn, isn't it, that we have the right heads?
It certainly is.
And that we manage those heads the right way. And there's probably not anything that we do less professionally as a small business, I think, than managing those heads. We need a lot of help with that, Lynn. What do you think?
We do need a lot of help with that. I think most of us in small business, often we're in it because we love what we do. We love the product we're making or the service we're providing, and leading other people is not necessarily our strong suit.
It's not. And it's not that we're not good people. It's not that we're not well-meaning. We just don't have the tools, do we?
No, we don't have the tools. We don't think about the time it takes to coach and develop and lead other people. We don't really think. We call it leadership character. We don't really think about our need to develop that.
Yeah. Robert, how do we do that? How do we get that capability, and how do we deploy it?
Well, when we're working with our clients, what we do is try to help people sort of put a mirror in front of themselves and see where they are, how other people view them. First, we use assessments to help them see themselves, but then also how other people view them. And that's so valuable, and people, without going through some kind of process like we use, can find ways to do that within their own organizations or companies by getting feedback from others. That feedback is so helpful, and to be open to that feedback and to really listen and to take it as valid and really then work hard on doing things that would make improvements in the way you lead and the way you relate to others. But it's got to be intentional, and it's got to be a focus.
You've got to start with the presumption that this person wants to grow and get better, though, don't you?
That's true. That's true.
And what if you run into a leader who has character disorders? The owner has character disorders rather than being neurotic. You've got a situation here, Lynn, where it's tough, isn't it?
It's very tough. And to be very honest, if you could actually diagnose that, I would say you need to leave the company. If the person, you know, Bob was talking about leadership levels. In terms of Keegan's level, somebody that's really truly a character disorder is at level 2. Somebody who's neurotic is probably at level 3.
Mm-hmm.
They can grow. People at level 2, that's very tough. But I tell you, what we often do, because we tend to look outside and to kind of, we tend to complain about other people. Sometimes you can make that judgment when it may not be really, really
mm-hmm.
okay. So I think we have to be careful about categorizing people. But if you're really certain that somebody lacks character, and that's what I would call a character disorder, lacks integrity, lacks honesty, you really can't trust the person, you're probably better off.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that I was taught as an infantry officer in the U.S. Army that's mm-hmm. helped me to check my position, to see, to sort of make sure that I don't look too much outward when things are going bad. And this has helped me, and I want to offer it to anybody out there who wants to listen. I'd like your thoughts on this, Robert and Carolyn. And they said that we should understand that with regard to the unit that we are responsible for, that we are responsible for anything that our unit does or fails to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Yeah. Whatever your unit does or fails to do, it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what wouldn't that be a simple thing for us to remind, before we go blaming other people, that we say that to ourselves?
Yes, and what we encourage people to do, you know, when you were an infantry officer, so you were responsible for that unit, we encourage people to take that position even if they're the person who reports to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
no matter where they are
right.
in the entity, if you're committing yourself to something, whether it's a family or a church or a business or a school, do what you can to lead that organization and help it grow and develop, no matter where you are in the organization. When people do that, it kind of expands their sense of power, and often they find they have more power than they think, and it keeps them always proactive, mm-hmm. thinking about not about why don't they do something, but what can I do?
Robert, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, our book is all about accountability, as you were just talking about. That's about accountability, but it's so important. That's why blame, as Lynn said, blame's the personal enemy of accountability, because you want to get the accountability in the picture, but you don't want to do it with blame, and that's such a hard thing for most of us to learn and do.
Well said. The book is called Decent People, Decent Company. Robert L. Turknet and Carolyn N. Turknet, they are members of our Brain Trust and very valuable members. And I'm looking forward to having you guys back next time already. And happy holidays in the meantime.
Thanks.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Robert. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with a wild and crazy guy, Mr. Skip Miller. He and I will be right back after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.